The AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. We're learning more about the Houthi targets hit by a U.S.-led coalition inside Yemen. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Face the Nation.
They were ammunition depots and command and control centers. They were the instruments that Iranian-backed Shia militia groups were using to attack American forces.
California is bracing for the atmospheric river headed its way. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec.
Some of the heaviest rains will be along the central California coast and also down across Southern California.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Ice hold. Got it. Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it! Oh, my goodness! Don't wake him up! Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at the Kohl Center alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. Someone tells me this is kind of a big event today. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Purdue Boilermakers. Purdue ranks second, the Badgers sixth in the AP. Are you hearing the same rumor that this game is kind of a spotlight?
I am hearing the same rumor, and I know it's the truth now because I actually saw students lined up around the corner. I said, what is this? Like, as a player, I've played in two of these. When you've got two top 10 teams, Wisconsin's only played in five of them. I played in two of those, so I didn't get to see the fans line up like I did this morning walking in. I said, what? Is that right? Okay, I can buy into this. We can be all about this afternoon.
Yeah, they're lined up all the way to the street, and that was 3 hours prior to tip. So it'd be a lot of fun. Big, you know, obviously massive bounce back opportunity for Wisconsin. We saw them in stretches look like world beaters, and then they got away from it. So they got to get back to who they are.
Yeah, limit turnovers. I mean, it comes down to that now. I think this afternoon, when you look at what's very important, I think this is a bounce back game for Chucky Hepburn. I really do. I think just the way that Purdue plays the ball screen action, and I think it comes down to that leadership we've talked about. He hasn't been asked to score the basketball a lot. This is a matchup where he can.
All right, we'll look forward to it. About an hour away from the opening tip, we'll hear from head coach Greg Gard. We'll check in with assistant coach Sharif Chambliss. But after this break, we'll hear from Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey friends, Mats Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mats Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots and Mats Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots and Mats Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
Hey Badger fans, you've only got a few more chances to catch your nationally ranked Badger men's hockey team at the Kohl Center this season. Secure your tickets today and join us for the historic 75th season of Badger men's hockey. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Badgers.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of Built Ford Tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
This is the Badgers pregame show as Wisconsin and Purdue get set to have at it at the Kohl Center this afternoon. Joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll get to the Boilers in a moment. This is the tester for any team about turning the page. They say you should do that win or lose, but coming off the Thursday game against Nebraska, which I think for Wisconsin folks was hauntingly familiar to last year's game in Lincoln. I guess, Jesse, the bottom line is everybody in college basketball is vulnerable. If it's Purdue, if it's Houston, Kansas, take your pick, Arizona, take your pick of the very best teams. I guess, if nothing else, what happened Thursday is just the latest reminder of that. There are no automatics in college basketball these days.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that's something we discussed on the last pregame show because of how hard it is to go and win on the road. And we saw it again in Lincoln. Wisconsin had a 16-point halftime lead, and that's a big reason why it feels like such a letdown, because Nebraska was able to come back and win in overtime. But Nebraska is a completely different team at home. They're now 14-1 at home, but 1-5 on the road, and it just speaks to the challenge. But I think it is, reminder is a good word, Matt, because for this Wisconsin team, it's a reminder that just because you play a great 20 minutes doesn't mean it's going to be enough to sustain, and they're going to have to play a great 40 minutes to beat Purdue at home.
I know Greg Gard mentioned to us after the game the shot selection he wasn't really thrilled with at times, even in the first half when they were getting makes, and then the misses started to add up in the second half. But to me, what was really uncharacteristic were the turnover total, and some of them in particular where the receiver and the passer were absolutely not on the same page. That's not something we see all that often with Wisconsin, is it?
No, it's definitely not. I do know that maybe the last month or so, the turnover rate has been higher than what we've traditionally seen out of a Wisconsin team. I think the environment has to contribute, at least in part, to that. Nebraska's playing much better basketball than anybody anticipated. I believe the Cornhuskers were picked in the preseason to finish 12th, and now they're in the top five or six. Eight assists and 16 turnovers, that's not Wisconsin basketball. So they certainly have to get back to taking care of the basketball, because that's what's made them so efficient, because they're not a high possession team. So you just can't afford to give the ball away 16 times.
Yeah, they do it tonight or do it today. It's going to be ugly against the Boilermakers. So the latest installment of the Zach Edey question, if you're calling up a defensive game plan against Purdue, how do you do this?
I think that's the challenge that every team faces, and why Purdue is having as much success as it is, because you could say, well, we're just going to match up straight up one-on-one, but Edey is still 7'4". And even if you put Stephen Crowell on him, which presumably is the plan, he's a 7-footer, that's 4 inches, and Edey's got such a long wingspan, he can kind of have his way. The other thing you'd say is, well, just throw a double team at him. But Purdue has so many players surrounding him that is the challenge that every team has to deal with. But I kind of look at it like this. Unless Zach Edey is in foul trouble, he's probably going to get his. You see this with a lot of teams, and you have to make a sacrifice. So you let him get his, but you got to make sure the other guys don't beat you. And that's kind of how I approach this game.
Wisconsin obviously has a major addition via the transfer portal in AJ Storr. They're different players, but Lance Jones has been a difference maker to an extent for Purdue. That fair to say?
Yeah, well, he's second on the team in scoring, averaging 12.7 points per game. And I think that's part of what makes this team so successful. We can talk all we want about Zach Edey, and deservedly so. The guy's averaging 23.5 points a game and 11.5 rebounds. But Purdue isn't where it is unless it has those other guys able to fill in. And Lance has been able to start every single game, and he's had a lot of success in different areas. He's made more three-pointers than anybody else on the team. So one of those other players, along with a Braden Smith or Fletcher Lawyer, that you're going to really have to pay attention to if you want to be able to win.
And it sounds like Braden Smith and the Boilermakers playing with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder because Smith not mentioned among the top 10 point guards in postseason awards consideration. Coming off a 16-assist game against Northwestern, that gets everybody's attention. But he and Lawyer, I mean, they've been growing together here. They're just sophomores. But have you seen a considerable jump in their game this year from last?
Absolutely. Smith has 164 assists, which is more assists than most people end up with in a career. And he's not even finished with this season. So he's obviously extremely important to their success. Lawyer, the same thing. And you've got to be careful for them on the perimeter, too, because these are two guys that collectively are shooting about 43% from three. And again, that goes back to what makes Purdue such a challenge. Well, if you're going to collapse on Edie, they're just going to kick it out to their guards. And so that's why those two guys have been so important.
All right, he's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. Coming up, our Badger spotlight as we visit with assistant coach Sharif Chambliss. Coming up in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Continuing with our Badgers pregame show as Wisconsin gets ready to host the Purdue Boilermakers. Time for our Badgers spotlight, and today we'll hear from assistant coach Sharif Chambliss, the former Badgers player, the former Penn State Nittany Lion, and someone who knows a little bit about getting on hot shooting streaks. Badger fans enjoyed it in his season as a Wisconsin Badger, and certainly Penn State fans witnessed it when Sharif was at the school in State College, PA. And we start by asking Sharif about Max Klesman. He is shooting 55% from the three-point line over his last seven games. went on another one of those runs Thursday night, scoring 11 straight points for Wisconsin near the end of regulation. It's quite the feeling, and you know, you just feel like every shot's going to go down.
First of all, your level of confidence at that time is really, really high. And with that, it feels like you can, like the basket has just gotten a little, a few inches bigger, where if you do everything you know you're supposed to do and all that work you put in, now it's starting to pay off, and you feel, and you can see it in Max. He's put in the work, and it's definitely paying off.
In his all-around game, too. He can hit the three, but he can put the ball on the deck. He could go to his left. He could go to his right. That's an element that I'm guessing has surprised some people, but you guys obviously have seen that, right?
Man, I tell you, one of the biggest traits that he had in him that the guys like down at Wofford that we found out during the recruiting process is his competitiveness. And he going to be so competitive that you can't tell him that he can't do anything. And you can see it when he gets out there. And it's not purposely getting under guys' skin. They can just feel it when you're around him, his confidence. He's always talking. If he makes a shot, he's probably going to let you know about it. And it's not as far as talking to you about it, but he'll talk to himself. Me and Andy North stood over there this practice when we were going through shooting drills, and he talked to himself for the whole 2 minutes. Had a full conversation. So we know him having those loose screws and him having that confidence is what makes Max Max, and we love him.
Do you have a little bit of that yourself in your day?
I'm not crazy as him. I don't think he actually answered the question he asked himself. So I would just say a couple words. But no, the kid's playing at a great level right now. And he's been a great teammate, just a great addition to here to being a Badger.
Boy, another guy who's been playing really well for you. And you were telling me about him before most people saw him, as a young man out of Michigan, John Blackwell. I asked him early in the season, Sharif, I said, well, what advice did your old man give you? Glenn could play a little bit, too. He said, mental toughness. You better have it. He has it, doesn't he?
I tell you, man, John Blackwell's been a pretty good start for a freshman. Mm-hmm. Physically, he's not afraid of anything. He's downhill. He's at you. Mentally, you know, I mean, he'll go through some things that he has to learn within the nuances of the game, but he hasn't wavered mentally. And, you know, that's been a pleasant surprise. Most freshmen start to hit a wall around this time, and he seems to be going at that wall and trying to figure out how to get around it, through it, and over it.
Yeah, and the frontline guy, too, Nolan Winter, we're seeing him, you know, again, everybody's a little bit different, but we're seeing him make some big plays, you know, going through contact, getting a big rebound late in the Minnesota game. You know, you think with him, the best is certainly yet to come, but right now it's not too bad.
The kid's just scratching the surface, man. He makes some plays where you pump faker at the arc and get down and throw a floater up from right inside the free throw off one leg. He's like, wow, the kid. I mean, he's got some skill that you can't really teach. But we love having Nolan, and his confidence is just starting to come on. And I think he's going to hit a few more threes in the next few weeks. And you'd be like, man, he keeps shooting it like a guard.
I can't move on without talking about Chucky and the selflessness that he has played with this season, his ability to distribute, defend, do all that. Coach Gard, just, you know, we could talk about all these statistics, but winner is the word that comes to mind. I'd imagine that comes to mind with you as well.
Chucky's given up a lot of, you know, he's turned down a lot of shots to put the ball in the right place. He doesn't get enough recognition for what he does defensively to the other team's guards, how he can change the pace of a game. But also, you look at his assist-to-turnover ratio, man. As a point guard, you're able to put the ball where they need to be on time, on target, so that somebody else can get a basket. And, you know, sometimes they get that notoriety for it, but it's Chucky the one that's doing that, making sure that ball's in place and running our offense. And that since Coach Gard has appointed him as the commander, he's done a great job in that role.
You've lived this life in the Big Ten as a player, and it's always intense, Big Ten game one all the way to the end. But when you get to late January and then on into February, particularly where this team sits in the standings, everything just kind of ramps up a little bit more, right? You start to see teams the second time around. Not that anything was ever easy, but it gets really tough now, doesn't it?
We're playing in the best league in the country. We know that. This is probably the best coached league in the country, I would say, too, as far as scouting and preparing for teams. I know we do a great job throughout the whole league. Right now, with us playing as well as we're playing, we're going to get everybody's best. We got Penn State's best. We got Indiana's best. I mean, we got to be able to take those punches and roll with them and learn from them. We talked earlier this week about it. Take everything as a lesson. How can you take it and get better? And I think that's what these guys have done, and we've tried to implement it in practice, and the guys have done a great job, and I think we're hopefully prepared for the game tomorrow.
That's Badgers assistant coach Sharif Chambliss, and that is today's Badger Spotlight. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll have our Badger Notebook. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Mario fue pintor más de 30 años. Cuando me dijo que se le estaban olvidando las cosas, fue difícil. Un día me dijeron que pintara el marco del lado por dentro y pinté el lado de afuera.
Yo le di a la gente que le diga a su familia lo que está pasando con él.
Si algo se nota diferente, podría ser Alzheimer. Es momento de hablarlo. Visita alz.org/nuestrashistorias para saber más. Un mensaje de The Alzheimer's Association y The Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Our Badgers pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Purdue at the Kohl's Center. Time for our Badger Notebook now, joined by Patrick Herb. Well, Patrick, you know, this Wisconsin team this season has been really good at points in the paint. Got away from that on Thursday night. One of the first comments that Coach Gard made to Brian and I, obviously the turnovers, but a lot of settling in that second half against Nebraska, right?
Yes, and it's the same thing he talked to the team about afterwards, to be honest. So they shot 64 shots in total. 31 of them were threes. So let's start there. That was a season high. They've only hit the 25 three-pointer mark twice. One of them was the Nebraska game at home, so they had a 25 and a 26, and this one was 31. So that number alone, way too high. I understand it's overtime, but too high. So that leaves that they had 33 two-pointers, and looking at the shot chart from it, 15 of those would qualify as long twos or jumpers. That's a really high mark for a program that tries to make other teams shoot that and not shoot that themselves. Looking at it even a little bit deeper, Wisconsin was 6 for 6 in those type of shots in the first half, the long twos. And I think Coach Garber tell you it was a little bit of fool's gold that lead that Wisconsin built.
It 100% was.
So when they're going in, you look good.
Absolutely.
AJ in particular, 2 for 2, hit two long jumpers. The second half, they were 3 for 9 on those long twos, and it was several guys that were culprits. I don't want to pin it all on one guy. Store was 1 for 4, but Hepburn had 2, Klesman had 2, Blackwell had 1. So taking it a step further, what they didn't do is they didn't get in the paint. And so they, on the season, averaged 33 points in the paint. That game, season low, 18. Stephen Crowell, 0 2-point field goal attempts. He knows that that needs to change. The coaching staff knows it. But that's indicative of what kind of happened in that game. So when you look at this game here against Purdue, points in the paint's critical as well. The last two home matchups against them, in 22 when Wisconsin won, they had 30 points in the paint. Last year when they lost, close game, only a 2-point loss, only 18 points in the paint.
In a bit, we'll get Butchie's keys to today's game, but let's go back to the last two home games, Wisconsin and Purdue. Obviously, the dramatic win.
and a narrow defeat against a Purdue team that was the number one seed in the tournament. We, you know, it's a tougher year for the Badgers, but what was refresh the memory, what were the objectives in both of those games, what they needed to do and what they needed maybe not to do?
Yeah, both coin flip games, really, if you think about it, but there are some trends of, yeah, what Wisconsin needed to do to keep the games close, to be in them, and then maybe some things that would surprise you that they didn't need to have ultra, like, out-of-body experience doing some things. So, low turnovers. 6 in the first meeting, 8 in the next. You have to maximize possessions. Low opponent free throw attempts is another thing. We just saw Purdue shoot 1,000 of them against Northwestern. In those two games, they shot 11 for 20 in the 2022 game, 11 for 18 last year. That's a healthy number. Steven and Tyler staying out of foul trouble. They had combined just 4 fouls in each of those two meetings here at the Kohl Center last 2 years. 3-point field goal defense, surrendering 8 3-pointers 2 years ago to Purdue, 4 last year, just 4 that kept him in the game, keeping Zach Edey somewhat under control. He had 17 in each of the last 2 games. You can live with that number. But a couple things that they didn't have to do that you think that, oh, they better do that or they're going to get smoked. They didn't get to the line a lot. 12 times in the year before and 5 times last year. Rebounding, they got out-rebounded both games pretty heavily. Field goal percentage shooting, they were 43 and 40. So it didn't take a Herculean effort to be in this game. Even 3-point shooting, they just shot just 32% in the game where they beat Purdue. So there's certain things that they don't have to play outside of themselves, but there are certain non-negotiables that will keep them in this game if they can do it.
And Butchie, with Purdue, we've talked about this all season. You know, Zach Edey gets fouled a lot. Like 41% of the team's free throws are Zach Edey's. He probably gets fouled more than is called, right?
No question.
But the whistle. This is a brutally difficult job for the guys in the striped shirts today. But if you're Wisconsin, especially, you got to get a feel for how that whistle's going to go in a game like this, right?
100%. And I think that's the biggest thing early on. How physical will they let you play? And then you go from there with it. I think, Pat, you talked about a lot about the numbers. To me, you gotta limit your own turnover, right? That's number one, because it lets
16
Purdue
against Nebraska
get out and transition.
Tough.
You're gonna have to score the basketball. So this Purdue team's a little bit different than the last 2 years. They're scoring at a higher clip. You're getting more scoring from other people, so you can't give them the easy ones. Make them work on every possession.
Right.
Yeah. They're gonna score, but don't let them get out and run and get going and get easy buckets that way. Make them grind it out. Make them take the shot clock. Make them try to hit the post. Play off the double team. Play off of a catch in Zach Edey. That to me is something that, the numbers don't tell, but as I'm watching the game, how many easy buckets is Purdue getting versus having to work for? Because they don't want to work for, they will, but they don't want to.
Final thought, Patrick. We've talked earlier on this segment about home court, what it means historically, amplified this year. Area Red is pretty much full. We are 38
third
minutes.
Third level is just about full.
Yeah, we are 38 minutes from the tip. I walked in here at 9 o'clock. The line from the door was stretched out to Dayton Street and was starting to bend around. Coach Gard, we'll hear from him in a few minutes. He actually saw some folks getting ready to camp out last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a minute. I mean, there are certain games where this does. Big Cat's not even here. But this can matter. This is intangible stuff. There's not an analytic for it, but it can matter.
If you were at Pinnacle Bank on Thursday, you know what a crowd can do. I mean, that was, my ears are still ringing from that place that they got behind. And it does matter. And this building is as good as it gets when it is hyped and when it is live. And so this is just the 5th top 10 matchup ever in program history that we've had at home. They've all come in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin's 3-1 in those games, and that's not by accident. So here you've got a big stage, you got a big crowd, you got a big atmosphere, big stage. If you look at what else is going on in the sporting world at noon today, there's not much. There's a golf event, and then there's this. There's no NBA, there's no NFL, there's no football. This is a big opportunity for Wisconsin to put on a show.
This is before you even got here, Patrick, but I played in 2 of those. And it was,
how'd you do in those games?
We won. That's not even the question that needs to be asked. That one loss was not on my watch, gosh darn it all.
Yeah, you reminded Gosser yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Josh Gosser, get that thing done. You can't have that one loss. But this place can be elite for those. And that's what we have right now.
One of those. Mike Hastings, the Badger hockey coach, commented on it last night. Big crowds for their series against Minnesota.
Last night was a great game.
But you're in the right to have an atmosphere like this.
Sure thing.
And this team team is earning the right. So go have some fun.
Yeah, why not?
Might as well. Nothing else to do. That's Patrick Thanks, Herb. Guys. That is today's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our pregame coverage is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Elevate your ride with Wix filters for peak performance from your vehicle's engine. And you can find Wix filters at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a weekend warrior, all the parts and accessories you'll ever need, including Wix filters, can be found at bumper-to-bumper. Or shop with ease online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Drive with confidence and choose Wix filters at your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally. Bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Courtside at the Kohl Center, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Purdue Boilermakers. Wisconsin sixth in the AP. The Boilermakers ranked second. Purdue has won six in a row, averaging nearly 90 points per game in that stretch. But these games here recently have been really tight between these programs. Matter of fact, the last five meetings decided by 5 points or fewer, with the Badgers winning three of those five. About a half an hour away from the opening tip. Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Your nationally ranked Wisconsin men's basketball team is gearing up to face Big Ten opponents in Madison, and we need you to help bring the energy to the Kohl Center. Secure your tickets now, as inventory is limited. For more information and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Well, Coach, about 9 o'clock, I guess, I made the walk over here to the Kohl Center from the parking ramp and saw the students lined up to the street, taking the turn. Everybody loves a big game, but your guys have earned this, right, to be in this spot here today.
Yeah, and not only 9 o'clock this morning. When I left last night, Matt, after practice and everything we did yesterday, they were camping out then, ready to go. So, I think, it's just obviously we've got a really good team. We're going to play a really good team. It's just what college basketball at the highest level is all about, and I'm excited for our players first and foremost, because as you mentioned, we've earned this opportunity and put ourselves in a position and have developed into a good team, but that has a lot more to grow and to learn and to get better at. But it's we got a lot of recruits on campus today, a lot of young guys, and when you talk to a 14, 15, 16-year-old about what college basketball can be, this is what they dream of. These type of atmospheres, these type of games. So we're excited for this.
Yeah, it's what makes college basketball so much fun and why so many people tune in. We'll get into Purdue a little bit in a moment. You guys always scout. Everybody in this league scouts to the nth degree. But coming off a Nebraska game, a lot of it is still about the Badgers playing the Badger way.
Yeah, nothing gets you beat faster than bad shots and turnovers. I don't care who you are. If you don't optimize possessions and do things the right way all the time, there's too much parity, and we've seen it. And obviously Nebraska played really well. I thought they did a lot of really good things. We helped fuel that fire to some degree. But it's a great learning opportunity because, the two bumps we've taken in the league have both been our highest turnover games. Ironically, you look at Purdue's two losses, highest turnover game. So it's universal. If you don't take care of the ball, you make life pretty hard on yourself.
Right, we'll take a break. We'll get into the Boilermakers a bit more. A pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Sean Clary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay. Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clarybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Clary out.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard on to the Boilermakers now. I know we just mentioned it's, you know, the Badgers always, you look at yourself first, but these guys, everybody knows about Zach Edey. Give us a taste of what Lance Jones has brought to the party.
Yeah, he's brought another scoring punch. You know, I think that in, you know, watching even last year's game with them, what they didn't have, they now, or in terms of extra firepower, they now have. It's much like our edition of Storr and Blackwell. You know, it's given us, in large parts, we're the same team, but we've added some offensive firepower. So I think he brings a lot. Braden Smith has been terrific. I mean, he's one of the best point guards in the country. His numbers, his assist to turnover ratio the other night against Northwestern was ridiculous. I think he had 16 assists and one turnover. So it's just they have really good pieces that understand the roles. Obviously, everybody knows about Zach Edey. He is what he is. He's every bit as good, and he's gotten better. You know, but the pieces around him are very complementary, and they do a great job of playing off of one another.
There's always that easy question, how teams defend him. Do you double, do you not? And maybe the answer is yes. You have to do a little bit of...
Yeah, it really is lineup dependent. It's depending on who's around him, you know. If they put, you know, four shooters, it makes it a lot harder. And they pick on you trying to do some of that stuff, too, much like we do. Well, if teams are going to double us to a degree, we'll try to intentionally make you pay for it. So... you know, it's something that's not going to be just Edey defending Edey. We're going to have to do a good job on Foster Lawyer. We're going to have to do a good job on Braden Smith. Mason Gillis comes off the bench and, you know, perimeter shooting four. So there's a, you mentioned Lance Jones. So there's a lot of pieces to this team, and that's what makes them, you know, as good as they are.
And it, when the Badgers, what makes the Badgers as good as they are, you know, Connor comes off the bench. You got John Blackwell. This is, you know, it's a matchup of teams of people just tuning in and just getting attached to college basketball now. Both Matt Painter and you got options to turn to.
We do. I think we both have really good pieces. Very, very similarly, I think, ideology of how we think, how we've run our programs. I think we've both had tremendous respect for each other over the years. And two programs, going back to Bo and Gene Cady, just and Coach Bennett, just I think two programs that really do it the right way, do it kind of an old school hard hat way, you know, and then maybe don't get the national attention all the time that the consistency of the two programs that has been sustained, but it's a battle of, you know, two really good teams. I've seen most of the teams in the country now, and I think you're looking today at two of the top 5 to 8 teams in the country.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us, more to come. We'll take a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Famous Wurstmachers Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
Hey, Badger fans, you've only got a few more chances to catch your nationally ranked Badger men's hockey team at the Kohl Center this season. Secure your tickets today and join us for the historic 75th season of Badger men's hockey. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Game coverage continues. Wisconsin and Purdue today at the Kohl Center. Time now for our Big Ten report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. Well, Butchie, you were up at the barn. And we said this after Wisconsin was able to sneak out of there with a two-point win, that Minnesota is a much improved team that maybe more people should be talking about. Big overtime win for them against Northwestern yesterday.
Well, it was. They forced a whole bunch of turnovers against a Northwestern team that just doesn't turn the ball over. And now, that's what happens in the row. And that, we've seen it throughout the Big Ten in general. But it was a really good win for Minnesota. I think it looks back upon it as far as the win for Wisconsin, how important that was. They found a way.
Yes.
And that's what you tried to do. They didn't do that against Nebraska. The big difference? Turnovers. And I think this game is crucial as far as that. Purdue struggled a little bit recently in the road because of what they've done by turning the ball over. And I think that, to me, more than shot selection, more than points in the paint, more than all of that, it's really going to boil down to something so simple.
And one of Purdue's narrow escapes was last weekend in Piscataway. Rutgers gave Purdue all it wanted. Rutgers went on the road yesterday and beat Michigan. Those are the next two opponents for Wisconsin. The Badgers have Michigan in Ann Arbor Wednesday night, next Saturday against Rutgers in Piscataway. Rutgers, one of those teams, I know where they sit in the standings, but you better be ready when you play a Steve Peichel coach team.
They're going to defend.
Yes.
Like, that's what they're going to do. Now, offensively, they have a lot of limitations on what they can do on the offensive side of the ball. However, when you defend, you give yourself a chance. And that's what this Rutgers team does. And then you play them on the road, and you have that. Like, this league this year especially is crazy as far as road games.
Yeah, they held Michigan the 22nd half points in that game. Michigan State on the home floor beat Maryland. Penn State went into Bloomington and beat Indiana 85-71. The Badgers know firsthand how good Penn State can be when it's right. Later this afternoon, Illinois at home against Nebraska. The burning question is, can the Huskers bottle up what they do at home and take that on the road, where they've quite frankly had trouble getting out of their own way? Now, they had the dramatic win against the Badgers on Thursday night. Can they take some of that magic into Champaign later today?
I don't think so. But part of it's because I was firsthand when they got absolutely waxed out of the gym against Maryland. At some point, they have to play better on the road.
Got to prove it.
They have to prove it now. Yep. They have two opportunities ahead of them. They've got Illinois, and their next game is at Northwestern.
Yes.
So, like, if they can figure it out, all of a sudden now they lock themselves into the NCAA tournament. They've got some really good wins, but they're going to need to play better. They can't have an embarrassment on the road like they had last week against Maryland. Yeah. They have to make it better. They have to make it at least somewhat of a game. There's two opportunities in front of them. I think they'll play better. I don't think they win, but I think their performance is better.
Both teams 16, or actually Nebraska's 16-6. The Illini 16-5. But more importantly, Illinois in that mix in the Big Ten Conference at 7-3. You got Purdue at 9-2. The Badgers a half game back at 8-2. And then Illinois, Nebraska sitting at 6-5 in league play. Likewise for Northwestern. That's our look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, we'll get Butchie's keys to today's game. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Your nationally ranked Wisconsin men's basketball team is gearing up to face Big Ten opponents in Madison, and we need you to help bring the energy to the Kohl Center. Secure your tickets now, as inventory is limited. For more information and to purchase single game tickets, visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Hey Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
Pre-game coverage continues as Wisconsin and Purdue get set to have at it. First place on the line for the Badgers beginning the second half of Big Ten play. Conference game number 12 for the Boilers coming up. Butchie, what you got for the keys to the game?
I can give you points to the paint. I can give you fouls, free throw lines. All that stuff's very important. But I'm going to simplify it. First, transition defense. Purdue, have to make them work on the offensive end. Make them take some of that shot clock. Wear them out on that end, so that on the defensive end, they don't want to play. Second, rebound the basketball at a high level. I know Patrick came up earlier and said rebounding was a big deal. No, no, no. This team is better at rebounding the basketball this year, this Wisconsin team.
Yes.
They can't, last 2 years, they weren't great at it. This year, they've gotten so much better at rebounding the basketball. This can't be a weak point this year. Limit one shot, get the ball, now you get a chance to go. Ball movement is the third. And why do I say ball movement? Purdue does not want to guard at an elite level. They're worried about scoring the basketball. It's an area that I feel is one of their weak points. Make them guard. Move that ball. Don't limit the shot. Don't let the ball stick. And the last thing, it's not a key, but it's a person. Chucky Hepburn. This is a game that Chucky needs to take advantage of. Why? You put Zach Edey in pick and rolls. He plays the drop coverage. It's an area where guards have to eat, and that's exactly what Chucky can do. You look at what he's done, how he's gone about it. Yes, there's 13 points in Nebraska, but I thought he was passing. He's coming off 4 points, 3 points, 6 points, 0 points, 4 points. This is a game that is a 20-point game for Chucky Hepburn if they're finding a way to win the game.
Don't be a bad man today.
Absolutely.
Don't be a bad man. Those are your keys to today's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Time for our UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Kamari McGee remains out, continuing on the road to recovery. Everybody else up and running for the Badgers here this afternoon. That is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for the Purdue Boilermakers, Matt Painter in his 19th year as the head coach. 433 wins through the years for Painter, the former Boilermakers player, and his starting five will be made up of Trey Kaufman Wren, 6'9 sophomore out of Sellersburg, Indiana, averaging 6.5 points, 4.5 rebounds a game. The other guy up front, maybe you've heard of him, Zach Edey, 7'4, 300 pounder, senior out of Toronto, averaging 23.5 points, 11.5 rebounds, 2.2 block shots per game, the reigning national player of the year. In the backcourt, Lance Jones, a vital addition to this Purdue team. 6'1", fifth-year senior out of Evanston, Illinois. A transfer from Southern Illinois. Jones averaging better than 12.5 points, 2.5 assists per game. He's averaging 17 points per over the last six games, all Purdue wins. Fletcher Lawyer is a 6'4", sophomore out of Fort Wayne. He's averaging 11 points a game. And Braden Smith, he's one of the best point guards in the country, even though he's not considered top 10 by some people who vote that. He's really good, and you could put him in the top 10. 6 foot sophomore out of Westfield, Indiana, 12 points, 5.5 rebounds, 7.5 assists per game. He had 16 dimes in the overtime win Wednesday night at Mackey Arena against Northwestern. He's averaging 9.5 assists over this six game winning streak for Purdue. For Greg Guards, Badgers, same five as usual. Tyler Wald, 11 points, 5.5 rebounds. Steven Crowell looking to get back on track, averaging 11.5 points, about 8 rebounds a game, nearly 2.5 assists, had but 1 point, one made free throw, had 13 rebounds against Nebraska, but took only 2 shots from the floor. A.J. Storr, he's coming off back-to-back 28-point games, averaging 16.5 per. Max Klesman at 10 points a game, went on an 11-point personal scoring streak against the Huskers on Thursday. And Chucky Hepburn rounding out the starting five, 7.7 points, 3 rebounds, and nearly 4 assists per game. Purdue leads the overall series, but these two programs have split the last 8 games. I mentioned a few minutes ago, the last 5 meetings, all of them decided by 5 points or fewer, the Badgers winning 3 of those. And this is the 5th time in program history where the Badgers are on the home floor in a top 10 matchup. Wisconsin 3-1 through the first 4. Bryant Butch 2-0 for the record. Those are your starting lineups. Stay with us. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A-game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Okay, confession time. I just shopped Kohl's clearance and I might have gone a little overboard. But who can blame me with all the major markdowns going on? I saved 70% on so many great finds, like cozy fleece sweats, comfy PJs, a cute sweater, a warm jacket, and I could keep going. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on Kohl's clearance major markdowns. And if you see me there again, no you didn't. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Plesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Stamps off a three right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics.